that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Now, I want to point something else out here that we don't often think of. When he gives us fruit, he gives us seed. And the seed is the mystery that will keep that thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And the seed is inside the fruit. It might, you might say, you hold an apple in your hand, and you could say, you know, I could eat this apple. I could leave it in the refrigerator. I could let it spoil. But inside this apple, there are seeds. You could also say it another way. If you expand your thinking a little bit, inside this apple, there's an apple orchard.
Mm-hmm.
It'll bring us a lot of fruit that will bring us a lot of seed.
Mm-hmm.
And
praise
God is
Lord.
Saying here, we're going to keep this thing going here through fruit and through seed.
That's right.
Think
that's
it's a
great
praise the Lord.
That's
Amen.
A wonderful concept. Praise the Lord. So think of yourself as a wonderful little creation of God, and he loves you, and you are adopted, and you can cry out, Abba, Father. The next, you know, I see this coming as a two-tape series. This
it
is just
be.
Too much.
It will be.
But this next spirit is spirit of faith. But having the same spirit of faith, these are all capital S's, I will remind you again, spirit of faith according to what is written. I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore also we speak. This rides, Darren, when the apostles said to Jesus, increase our faith. I believe Jesus sent the spirit of faith to the apostles.
I do too. And you can ask for that. You
yes.
might ask for a gift of faith. You might be called on to go pray for somebody and say, man, this is bigger than I am. I mean, I've never been there. I don't know how to do this. That's good. You're realizing your limitations.
Yes.
Why don't you ask at that point? Because God works through faith, and he works through words. Why don't you at that moment say, God, give me a gift of faith today, a spirit of faith that will guide me, energize my words. Lord, put it right down here in my spirit, because out of the abundance of the heart, I'm going to pray. Out of the abundance of my heart, I'm going to speak. And Lord, I want you to be glorified and honored when I pray for this person. I want them to be healed, and I want them to know who healed them.
That's right. And the gift of faith is found in 1 Corinthians 12. It's part of the gifts of Holy Spirit that is given out to the body of Jesus Christ.
Now, that's part of the power gifts. And folks, I want to say this. We talked early on in this message about the spirit of might that's found in Isaiah 11, 2. What if you said, I have the spirit of might within me, and now I'm going to pray through one of those power gifts, the gift of faith and the gift of healing. And Lord, I thank you that today the spirit of might is flowing through me, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, and I declare this person healed.
Mm-hmm.
What if you got aggressive with that and you started looking at the full measure of who God is in this situation, and you acted as if that was working through your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to see dynamic results, powerful results if you'll do that.
That's
spirit
right.
of might, and then the gift of faith and the gift of healing. Go for it.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I even see a new power pack coming here to off balance and offset all the evil spirits that come in to try to discourage us, that we can call on these different spirits of life, of adoption, of faith. And the next one here is promise, the spirit of promise. And our first card in our power pack, Darren, is about coming against hopelessness. And there's so much hopelessness in this world, even the next generation of children. There seems not to be the hope. But here is the spirit of promise in Ephesians 1:13. In him, capital H, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Okay, now
what
that's
a
true.
Wonderful word.
And it is true. Then in the tool bag, I'll say it that way, are all of these spirits. Now, folks, I'm going to give you a profound but very simple thing. And I said this to our daughter until she finally caught it. I said, you know, you can choose your day. You can be depressed. You can have a lousy, stinky day. Or you can have a good day. And I'm saying this to you folks. But it's your choice. You've got to use that wonderful thing called choice and decision to choose the day you want. So if you need promise, you say, I feel so unworthy today. This day is absolutely trashed. I'm going to have a pukey day. That's only if you allow it.
That's right.
And stop speaking it out. Why don't you start speaking what you want? Say, you know, the Spirit of promise is with me today. I don't know how it's going to work out, but Holy Spirit is going to speak to me here, and I'm going to sow good seeds and good fruit, and I'm going to come at the end of this day and look back over this day, and it's not going to be a stinky day. It's going to be a great day.
That's right. It says in the Old Testament that all of the good promises of God had
Amen.
Come to pass. So we know as we believe and hold on with faith, that promise will come to pass.
And you might say, this is the day the Lord has made.
That's right.
I mean, he didn't make a rotten day for me. He
Amen.
Made a good day for me, and
Amen.
I'm going to recognize that.
That's right. Well, in 2 Timothy 1:7, if God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, and we're going to talk about those spirits of fear later on, then he's given us a spirit of power and love and sound mind. And we can say those are spirits. The power, love, and sound mind come in spirit packages. Because we know there is a spirit of power and might. We know God is a spirit, and he's a love, so we know there's a spirit of love, and also a spirit of sound judgment we can call on, having the mind of Christ. That's
you know,
so
I could
good.
Say, you know, I have the spirit of power within me. Mm-hmm. I have the spirit of sound judgment within me. I know what to do, and I have power to do it.
Praise
God.
Lord
is going to help me there. So you talk about what you want, and you meditate on what you not want, and the devil's trick is to get you to meditate on what you don't want. And he's going to bring stuff up. In fact, I prayed for a young lady in this past month, and she came up and she said, you know, I have flashbacks, terrible flashbacks that just haunt my life. And I said, was this in the area of sex? And she said, yes. And she said, before I got married, I was very promiscuous, and this garbage just tries to jump on me and crawl up my back. And I said, if you will affirm and confess out of Scripture, and what it's really saying is that she's going to have power to overcome that.
That's right.
You can't beat Jesus' model.
No.
He said to the devil in the wilderness when he tempted him, three times Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. We're saying to you folks today that you can say with your mouth, I have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Therefore, I know exactly what to do, and I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not going to have a bad day, and I'm going to take those flashbacks of when I was in sin or when I stubbed my toe, and I'm going to drown those things in the Word. I'm going to choke the life out of that thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to let it rule my life.
Oh, that's
now,
so
let me
true.
Tell you, folks, if you don't fight the devil's movie theater in your head, he's going to get you because he's very creative. He'll bring sights, sounds, and smells. And I'll just depart a little bit here and say this. Some of you can smell an old perfume or an old cologne in a time of sin in your life, and it comes back by recall with sounds and everything else. In other words, all the senses are working against you. Well, why don't you rise up with the word of the Lord and say, I'm going to defeat this flashback, and I'm going to take the power and the enjoyment of that sinful time that I stepped across the line here, I'm going to take the power out of that thing. Mm-hmm. And it's no longer going to torment me and get me down and ruin my day or ruin my night.
Praise God. We receive that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For all of you that are fighting those kind of past sins, they're covered. And I pray with Darren that you are going to take every thought captive to the mind of Christ.
Amen.
This last spirit is mentioned. It's the spirit of prophecy, Darren. It's mentioned in Revelation 19:10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, don't let prophecy get to you. Don't say, that's a word I don't understand. Because the very word prophecy, and that's number 4395 in the Strong's Concordance, number 4395, it simply means to declare truths through inspiration of Holy Spirit. And that's what the prophets did. They declared truths that Holy Spirit gave to them. They declared it through their mouth. And that's what the spirit of prophecy is for you today.
And you have to get up, folks, and you've got to get your mouth going. And you need to say, you lazy lips, you're going to do your job.
That's
and
right.
And you're not going to talk the self-pity and all the unworthiness number. We're going to get up here, and we're going to prophesy to our day. We're going to begin to say to our day, there's love, joy, peace, patience, humility, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, gentleness, self-control all throughout my day here, and I'm not down the tube.
That's right.
Praise
well,
God.
We're going to have to cover the evil spirits this next time.
Well, we'll do that on the second portion. That will be part two. We'll be talking about the evil spirits and what do you do with them. Let me tell you, folks, we've got good news for you. You don't have to lose. Mm-hmm. You got the power on your side. You got the authority on your side. So we're going to take the devil on and win, but we do that by addressing and recognizing the good spirits of the Lord, and that's what we talked about today.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming and sending our helper, Holy Spirit. And thank you for all these spirits that come to bless us in the body of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
And Father God, we seal this teaching with the blood of Jesus. We say it can't be stolen or distorted. Hallelujah. We're in the driver's seat with Jesus, and we're winners. We thank you, Father God, that that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. So we can be victors in our life. We don't have to lay down and lose, Lord. We can get up and fight. Thank you, Lord. Amen.